FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about getting yourself in good shape. I mean good shape. And we're going to be visiting this morning with Dr. George Eccles, a board-certified surgeon in bariatric services at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. George, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. Thanks for having us on.
Good to have you with us today. And you brought with you Anne Marie Couch, and she is a coordinator with the bariatric services at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Anne Marie, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
Here we are in a brand new year, and I guess one of the probably most popular resolutions is I'm going to lose weight this year. And I'm sure you've heard that many times. George, do people follow through on that, or is that just a beginning of the year resolution?
We were talking earlier, Anne Marie and I, about the number of people that are overloading these exercise centers now and wondering what's going to happen in 6 weeks when they get tired of it.
Yeah. It'll be empty again, I guess.
Right.
Now, for bariatric surgery, I guess, is not for everyone, but who needs bariatric surgery?
Generally, we talk in terms of someone that may be 100 pounds or more over their ideal body weight. We don't use that term very much anymore. We usually use a term called body mass index, which we use to multiply their height and their weight to get a factor. But generally, we talk about morbidly obese people, and these are people that have many other disorders related to their weight, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, sleep apnea, things of that sort. That all of these, it's really exciting because this is a surgical procedure that one procedure can cure or improve many diseases. It's not like me taking your gallbladder out and just taking care of your gallbladder or your appendix. This procedure can ameliorate or cure many diseases. Particularly prominent now is diabetes, where 70 to 80% of type 2 diabetics can expect a significant or complete remission.
Wow. So this saves lives.
Exactly.
So once you have bariatric surgery, everybody's looking for that magic pill or magic surgery or whatever it is, where I can lose my weight without really having to think about it. Is that what bariatric surgery is?
We look at it as a tool. This is an assistant to help someone get started in a program to be truly successful. And even many of you may have seen the Al Roker Dateline last night, where he had bariatric surgery many years ago, and then he started regaining his weight because he really wasn't paying much attention to his diet and his exercise routine. And we know that to be truly successful, you need to modify your lifestyle, your eating habits, and include exercise as an important part of the program.
So you really have to change the way you think, the way you act, and do you help them with that? I mean, because this is obviously, there are a group of people who learn the wrong thing, and they have to relearn how to live.
Exactly, and that's partly where Anne Marie comes in, and as far as the bariatric center, we have seminars and we have nutritionists both in our office as well as the hospital dietitian, so to speak, to help them with their diet. We've got a wellness center at the hospital. If someone doesn't already have an established program with exercise experts that can help tailor them a program. Mm-hmm. And then we insist on regular follow-up of these patients. At least for the first year, we insist on seeing them every 3 months, and then semi-annually, and then annually for life.
Anne Marie, tell us a little about what you do. How do you help the people who come through the facility there?
Well, we start off with the seminars, which are at no cost, and we usually have about 4 seminars a month. And that's kind of the front door. That's how people get started into the program. And once they progress from seminar through the insurance qualifying process, and we help them step by step through that, we also do preoperative classes, which again help the folks learn, you know, what their diet restrictions should be right before surgery as well as right after surgery. But one of the really important things that we're doing now is we're doing some cooking classes, and we have a wonderful chef at the hospital who works with us, and we're going to be doing classes again starting in February before Valentine's Day to try to get some healthy cooking going on. And of course, with many families, you know, we see a parent perhaps having bariatric surgery, and then the kids say, well, you know, mom and dad are changing their menu. What are we going to eat? So we're looking to direct some of those cooking classes to teenagers and kids, because, you know, our teenage population is really at jeopardy and at risk right now with obesity. So we'd kind of like to start with some of our younger patients and help them, you know, to get a good start in dietary restrictions. But also our support groups are really go hand in hand. I mean, we just encourage our folks to check in with the support groups. They are able to talk with people who've had surgery already and kind of follow their progress. And also some of our folks who are just getting ready for surgery, you know, they're able to speak to people who perhaps just had surgery 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago and say, well, you know, how was your experience? And, you know, that's kind of a little nerve-wracking for folks because, you know, surgery is a big deal. And, you know, this is a life-changing prospect to go through bariatric surgery. But, you know, even from a personal point of view, you know, I'm a bariatric patient myself, lost 125 pounds, and it's been life-changing for me.
You've lost 125 pounds?
Yes.
Wow. And how long ago was that?
3.5 years ago.
And you've been keeping it off well?
Yes. I've gotten to my goal weight about 2 years ago and have maintained within 2 pounds of that goal weight. So, you know, you really learn the tools that you need. You know, you learn the amount of exercise and you learn your diet changes. And once you get those incorporated into your lifestyle, then, you know, it's pretty easy to maintain that. But again, you know, we try to encourage our folks just to start off walking 5 minutes, 3 to 4 times a day from the day after surgery. And, you know, most of our folks are up mobile, moving around when they have surgery. So we just kind of build on that.
And, of course, Middle Tennessee Medical Center has really gone the extra mile mm-hmm. to help in this area to make the bariatric surgery successful, to make the whole process successful for, mm-hmm. for anyone who's a part of it. How has this changed, Dr. Eccles, over the years? I mean, you were one of the beginning people in bariatric surgery in the nation, and that was many years ago. Has the process changed over the years?
Well, actually, I was one of the beginning in laparoscopic or minimally invasive surgery. We've been in the bariatric business now for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And we do other things like gallbladders and abdominal surgery using the same techniques. But the changes that we've seen, there's been an evolution. We started out with a procedure like lap band, and we're moving away from that towards the what we call the sleeve or gastric bypass. We've seen over the last 10 years a marked reduction in complications and mortality. The mortality for a gastric bypass now is less than that of a knee replacement. Wow. And in some areas, less than childbirth. We went to a seminar not too long ago where they were using that term. So it's very safe, and it's rare that we have significant complications with it.
But it sounds like you have to be ready to have this procedure. And when I say ready, you have to be willing to accept the rest of the things that go along with it. Changing your lifestyle, the surgery alone is not going to do it. Is that right?
That's correct. They must begin, commit themselves to a program of the changing your eating habits, getting away from fast foods and getting into a nutritionally balanced diet with vegetables and protein, less carbohydrates, and getting into an exercise program.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll have to admit, I have had a weight problem all of my life, and I have fought it all of my life. Sometimes I win, sometimes I don't. But I guess that's the person you're looking for, somebody who has had these challenges all along, and I guess the challenges are somewhere along the line, we just didn't get the right information on what to eat and how to exercise.
You're exactly right, because we have people who come to our seminars that will tell us that they've lost 100 pounds, you know, a couple of times in their life, but they couldn't maintain that weight loss. And, you know, they've tried every diet in the world, and, you know, just they can be successful for a short period of time, but, you know, you just can't get that long-term success. And we do find people coming to our seminars who are just finally sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they just said, you know, I've had enough. And that really does take a lot of courage to really face yourself in the mirror and say, I'm ready for that change. And, you know, until someone's ready to change, you know, they're not going to be successful. But, you know, we have a seminar actually this afternoon at 5 p.m. We'd love for, you know, people to come and join us for those seminars, because it really is an education process to learn the three different surgery procedures that our surgeons do here, and, you know, see our success rates and, you know, get complete information about all of those procedures.
You hear so much about different things people are doing. They're having this type of surgery. They're having fat sucked out of them, all of these things. Do they all work? Or I was talking to a friend of mine a while back about a diet, and he said, all the diets work. It's whether you work it or not. Is that about the same with this, too? They all seem to work, but it's whether or not you, as the person that's being impacted, do what you should do?
Well, not everyone can do quite as well as you've done with your program. And as far as the dietary program, many of these people, it's such a daunting task to lose 100, 200 pounds that it's very difficult. It's a slow process. It's difficult. It's hard to keep motivated and keep going when it's happening so slowly. With the bariatric surgery, we do see a more accelerated weight loss, and that of course keeps you boosted. And then as you lose your weight, you become more mobile, and so exercising becomes much easier. So that's the problem with the diets and other programs. The person themselves has complete control of it, and they can stop it at any moment. And what we do is we provide something that's really, in their case, they can't change.
And, of course, Middle Tennessee Medical Center has a phenomenal wellness center. So after your surgery, you don't have any excuse. It's too cold outside. I can't do this. I mean, you've laid it all out for you. And I'm just so excited to hear you've had 125 pounds off. Mm-hmm. She's slim, trim, looks great. And you've kept it this way for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. That is encouraging for people.
Thank you very much.
And do you just do it one day at a time? Or, it must get discouraging once in a while.
No, I actually am in the habit. I typically weigh one day a week, because I think if you weigh every single day, you kind of drive yourself nuts, because you'll be up a pound or down a pound. But, you know, I typically weigh once a week, and then I pretty much know that if I'm right on the number, then I just keep doing what I'm doing. If I'm down a pound, I know I've got a little bit of fudge factor. And if we're up a pound, we just know we need to be a little bit more judicious. But, you know, it really is a pretty easy to maintain once you've made those lifestyle changes.
Dr. Eccles, you mentioned that the end term now, the way to measure is your body mass index, is that right?
Yes.
And instead of pounds. And there are some scales that electronically calculate your body mass index. Is that a good way to go? I mean, instead of setting your scales to pounds, get one of those that sets it to body mass index. Is that accurate?
Well, the body mass index would be accurate, but it would be sort of disappointing, because that changes very slowly.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have to think, say if you're 5'2" and you weigh 210 pounds, your body mass index is 40. And so, you know, we're dealing with people that's body mass index is between 35 and greater. And so your BMI will change, but it's going to be very, very slowly in comparison to your weight. So it's probably better to follow your pounds rather than BMI. We use the term, so it's a universal term that we can do with the insurance companies, we can do with the program, and it's pretty well recognized in bariatric surgery circles. It's independent of your sex or your gender or your body build.
So as a person has more muscle, do they weigh more? I mean, and I'm thinking about using your term with body mass index versus pounds. A lot of people who appear to be in good health have some bigger than average pounds, higher than average pounds. And I've heard them say, well, it's muscles. Is that, and they look trim. But can you have more pounds, and if you have a lot of muscles, or is that a cop out?
Well, no, muscle does. In fact, we see some of our patients are disappointed as they go along, particularly those that are really into weight lifting programs. They may not lose. They get to a point where they're not losing weight as much, but they're still noticing their waist size is smaller. And so forth, and I think they are indeed building their body, their muscle mass, rather, and losing fat at the same time.
Now, what is best for if we're wanting to avoid obesity, we're wanting to avoid the chance of all of these other diseases that go along with obesity, heart disease, and a myriad of other problems. I guess the big thing is to get the weight off as quickly as possible. And then get your body in shape. Is that right?
To get both,
I mean, if you're morbidly obese.
Exactly. And the other thing we haven't talked about is our youth, our children, and we're seeing a massive epidemic of obesity in children because we're becoming less active. When you and I were growing up, we spent a lot of time out in the yard playing football and all these things.
Went everywhere on our bicycles.
Go on our bicycles, and kids don't do that so much anymore. They've substituted their PlayStations for the playgrounds. And then, of course, we're getting a lot of fast food into the picture, which is typically fairly high in carbohydrates and lower in protein than we should be having. And that adds to it. Cola, not to knock the cola industry, but you know, a Coke or Sprite or something like that has got a ton of sugar in it.
I heard somewhere recently about how you should try laying off of soft drinks for a few weeks, drink lots of water for a few weeks, and see if you notice a difference. Is there anything in
exactly
that?
I think there's a lot to that, and some people would also add cutting back on caffeine consumption.
I keep hearing all sorts of things about these things. From the coffee industry, they talk now about how 3 cups of coffee a day. And then the people who are promoting wine, I read something in a magazine last week, I guess it was. It says it's okay to have a beer occasionally, that they have some of the similar ingredients to wine. And I'm thinking, who's putting these surveys together? I mean, it makes you wonder sometimes. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We're talking about ways to be healthier and reducing your obesity problems. And we're at the point of the program where we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have any problems like this, or if you've been facing weight problems and you're tired of being overweight, give us a call. 893-1450. Dr. George Eccles is with us this morning, as well as Anne Marie Couch, and she is the practice coordinator in the bariatric services at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. But more important, she's been there and done it. She has lost 125 pounds and has kept it off for the past 3.5 years. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
That will bless your heart.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS, The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Ford of Murfreesboro has the biggest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock now. Today, Ford has 30 Mustangs, 50 Super Duty trucks, and over 100 Ford F-150s, just to name a few. Imagine yourself driving a new Ford today. Ford also has credit experts on site to get you the proper financing that won't break the bank. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Northwest Broad Street at the Northfield intersection. Visit Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters on North Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning once again. Still no accidents or incidents in Murfreesboro. According to Murfreesboro Police, we have I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Very busy still. The Old Ford Parkway corridor, very busy. Old Ford Parkway at Chapman Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Also very busy, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial. Come in for a value-priced haircut at one of nine different Middle Tennessee locations of Heads Up Hair Salon. Call today for your next appointment or go online to headsuphaircuttingsalon.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine continuing across the listening area this afternoon with a high in the low 50s, and expect clear conditions tonight with lows dropping to 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sandra Nyski. Right now, it's 27.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
Middle Tennessee football and basketball games are right here. This is Chip Walters on Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, WGNS Murfreesboro.
Let's go Blue Raiders!
And what we're showing you today is even if you do fall down sometime, that you can get back up again. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Getting your weight under control. Dr. George Eccles is with us, along with Anne-Marie Couch, practice coordinator with the Bariatric Services at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. We have a phone call here. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. And good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Bart?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Good. I just wanted to call in and touch base a little bit. I had bariatric surgery with our clinic here in town about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Westmoreland did my surgery. And in total, I've lost about 140 pounds. In the last year, I've lost about 110.
Wow.
And their aftercare program is fantastic. Anne-Marie has been wonderful getting me through some bumps and some challenges before and after. Before the surgery, Dr. Westmoreland requires that you lose a certain amount of weight, which was really tough for me. But we did it, and my only regret is that I did not do the surgery years ago.
Let me ask you, what made you decide to make this move now, to lose the weight?
Well, it wasn't that I hadn't tried. I had tried every diet. I don't know how many times I joined Weight Watchers. I had tried every diet known to man. I had Atkins. I had Jenny Craig. I had done it all. And I would lose a certain amount of weight, and then it would come back. And through counseling there at the clinic with Heather, she's the nutritionist, I discovered that I was very sensitive to carbohydrates, and for some reason, I hang on to carbohydrates, so I have to watch that very carefully. But I had developed a number of other health issues that were preventing my losing weight. I had diverticulitis. And the diverticulitis diet, when I would have a flare-up, I would have to go on that diet, which is loaded with carbohydrates. So I would gain weight and couldn't lose it. And it just, it became very clear that there was no way that I was going to be able to lose this weight with just diet and exercise. I needed another tool.
Wow. And you've held it off now for how long?
It's just been a year.
Well, that's great, though. I mean, just a year. That's fantastic.
It's been pretty good. I've been able since then to do a number of things that I couldn't have been able to do without their help. I've been able to, you know, shop and exercise and do all kinds of stuff that I just was not able to do before because of the weight.
What do you enjoy most about not having to carry around 140 pounds? Is that what you said?
140 pounds so far. I've still got more to go, but yeah, 140 pounds so far. What I enjoy most is walking all over the place and not getting tired and not my back not hurting and not getting winded.
Have you tried to pick up 140-pound weight?
Well, I have a daughter that weighs about 140 pounds, and I look at her every so often. I tell her, I lost you.
I mean, that's amazing. Just think, you're not carrying that around anymore.
I am not, and that is, you know, that is because of the help that I received at Dr. Eccles and Dr. Westmoreland's clinic. That the whole practice there is so supportive from the very beginning, from the first time I went to a seminar. Dr. Eccles did a seminar, and I went. They walked me through the insurance process, the pre-op, all the post-op, and I had some challenges around my surgery that needed some extra attention, so they were right there for me. It was, like I said, my only regret was that I didn't do it years ago.
Well, you've done it now, and that's what's to be proud of. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye. 893-1450 is our number. That must make you proud to hear that.
I was going to say, I just would love to give her a big hug right now and just tell her what a blessing it is to be able to work with our great patients, because, you know, she's just an inspiration to people who are listening this morning, you know, just to see someone who, you know, made up their mind, came in, went through all of the process. And it is a challenging process, and it really tests your determination. But to see people losing, you know, 2.5 pounds a week, you know, 8 to 10 pounds a month, going down, for most of us ladies, going down one dress size or one pant size a month, and same for gentlemen, you know, it's just so exciting to see people being successful. You know, their mood is so much better. They just, you know, are feeling so much better about themselves. And we find them being so much more successful in their work life as well, because, you know, they just feel like they're more productive and, you know, just as she mentioned, you know, she's able to do things with her children now that she was not able to do before. So, you know, where we think of exercise as being a four-letter word, you know, when we're carrying around 100 pounds of excess weight, you know, as that weight starts going off and you start, you know, feeling better about walking and exercising, and as summer gets here, swimming, you know, we have some people whose physical limitations are such that water aerobics is the only thing that they can do, you know, when they're carrying so much weight. But as their health improves, you know, it's just a blessing, you know, just to do phone calls and talk with people, and they say, hey, I've gotten rid of my insulin, I'm not taking some of my high blood pressure medicines. I mean, I know Dr. Eccles and I, we both feel so gratified as you see people come back for their follow-up visits. And, you know, one of our all-time greatest was, we had a lady who was taking 44 medicines before surgery, and about 6 months after surgery, she was down to 7.
Wow. So. Made a total difference in her life. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I noticed with this lady who just called in, she had tried virtually every diet out there. And I think anyone who has had this type of problem, they've been, you know, they're out there saying, I can relate to that. Yeah, I remember that. But she said, I've had problems with carbohydrates, didn't know it. I've had problems with this, with that, didn't know it. Those are things that I guess your body keeps some of those diets from working properly, and so you can't be just like everybody else. She didn't know she had the problem, it sounded like. Is that what you're finding? A lot of people have medical issues that keep them from losing what they need to lose, no matter how hard they try. Something's getting in the way.
I think one of the keys, and I really am glad she called in. That's really gratifying to hear that. And I we failed to mention, too, earlier that Dr. Wayne Westmoreland is the other bariatric surgeon in the program. Both he and I are the ones that do the procedures. But back to your question, I think the big key to weight loss now is carbohydrates. I think we as a society are just deluged with carbohydrates everywhere you turn, commercials on TV, fast foods, and we tend to neglect the building blocks, the protein and the vegetables that our bodies need to rebuild themselves. We go for the energy foods, and the carbohydrates are high in energy, and the excess energy that we take in that we don't use, we store, and that's fat. And so to be successful in losing weight, you really have to reduce the energy intake below what your body expends.
So you have to reduce, explain that again to me. Have to reduce the energy intake?
The bottom line is that we haven't discovered a magic pill yet that mm-hmm. will make everyone lose weight that wants to. We've had various attempts with Fenfen, Phentermine, and a lot of Phentermine's fairly popular now. But the bottom line is that we have to be able to use up the excess energy that our bodies take in. We take in much more carbohydrates and much more energy than we need.
So to lose weight, you have to burn more calories?
Have to burn more calories, burn more energy or calories than our body takes in. And so that's where the exercise comes in, too. We not only have to reduce the amount we take in, which is what we do with bariatric surgery, we reduce the volume of food that you can eat at a time. And in some types of procedures, we also reduce the amount of calories or food that your body can absorb. And then we have to rely on the exercise to help you burn up the excess amount of calories beyond what your body's going to need for breathing and keeping your heart beating and keeping your temperature.
Let me ask you about those calories being burned, because I have exercised now for several years on a regular basis. And you look at the calorie counters on the equipment that you use and you think, man, I'm about beat. and you see a reading of 100 calories and you think, well, that's a fourth of a candy bar. That's not very much. And you've spent a half hour there and you're worn out. Is there something more than burning the calories that the exercising does for you?
Well, I think the exercising helps speed up your metabolic rate, and many people will burn calories after beyond the time of their exercise because they've gotten their muscle mass active and metabolism going. You also build muscle mass, particularly with resistive exercises like weights and things like that, and that also, muscle burns much more calories than fat. And so, yeah, that helps. It's not efficient, and I've got a slide on my seminar that basically illustrates the same thing you mentioned, that you can work real hard for 30 minutes to an hour in the weight room or on the treadmill and sabotage the whole thing with a candy bar.
Yeah,
it's basically
scary.
What takes 300,000 300,000 calories to lose 100 pounds. That's how many calories you've got to burn.
And you can't do that overnight.
That's true.
And everybody wants this problem corrected overnight, but they didn't get there overnight either. Now, one thing we haven't talked much about, and that's our youth. And the youth are getting overweight by large numbers now. I think Tennessee is one of the most obese states in the nation.
We have ranked consistently among the top four or five in the country, both for adult obesity as well as child obesity. And that's the alarming thing, is if we continue, we're seeing a large number of children now that are requiring treatment for diabetes and hypertension or blood pressure issues. Some are having liver problems. And if the trend continues, sooner or later, we're going to have a generation of adults that are going to outlive their children.
Yeah, that worries me, that you see this happening and youngsters on all of these chemicals and what have you. I mean, when we were growing up, probably a fourth of our life, maybe half of it, we were eating natural foods because the others hadn't been developed yet. And now, today's youth, that's all they take in. got to have some kind of impact on them. Are you noticing increases in certain problems? You mentioned liver problems, things of that sort with young people.
Well, of course, I'm not in the pediatric business, but I understand that there are significant increases in the diabetic, sleep apnea, and blood pressure issues, and commonly in pediatric or children population. And there's an alarming increase in the number of liver transplants that are required in children and adolescents because of the changes that occur in the liver from the fatty infiltration of the liver.
But of course, if you go through the bariatric program early enough and you change your life and all of this, you can avoid having some of these problems that that you're talking about because you're just getting in good shape.
Well, yeah, you don't have to go through the bariatric program. What we're trying to hit are the end of the scale, the larger end of the scale now. People can get into weight loss programs. They can get into exercise programs. There's almost a gym on every corner. And then, of course, by reduction in carbohydrates and relying less on fast foods and things like that, we're even seeing the fast food outlets trying to improve their business, trying to improve their menus by offering lower carbohydrate and healthier foods.
Of course, also I want to mention this because I'm a big believer in Middle Tennessee Medical Center. If you have some of these issues and you don't think you're ready for bariatric surgery, still get with MTMC because they have some programs that can help you out. And if those programs don't work for you, then check with the bariatric center. In fact, the lady who called said that Dr. Westmoreland requires that you lose so much weight to start with. How do you know that the person is psychologically ready for this route?
Well, that's a good question. I think a person needs to be committed. They need to be psychologically sound to be able to do this. And most of our insurance companies and the program itself does require a psychological evaluation beforehand. We haven't mentioned it, but it's probably a good time to talk about it. And if you have gallstones, and they're giving you trouble, you can go to a surgeon and have that taken care of. The insurance companies don't give you any problems. But bariatric or weight loss surgery, there are a number of things that insurance companies require before they will agree to cover it. And among them would be some require a certain amount of weight loss over a period of time and visits with the primary care provider. Some and most will require a psychological evaluation, nutritional counseling from the dietitian, a letter from your primary care provider, a clearance letter, that sort of thing. And then we have a few other minor requirements, like coming to one of our support groups like we're having tonight. And by the way, we're having that at 5:00, and it's at 1840 Medical Center Parkway, the Seton building, which is one of the new office buildings on the hospital campus. It's on the fourth floor, if you're interested. Because we have limited seating, it would be good if you could call 396-4965 to just let us know that you are interested in coming. We'd certainly be happy to see you. Anne Marie and I both will be there, okay. And we'll go through it more in more detailed fashion, what will be required and what the surgery is. And our insurance coordinator will also be there to help people figure out what they've got to do to get this going.
Everybody, I'm sure, especially if you're in the working world, when you hear about this and you think, I'm ready to do something, I've tried every diet and just haven't made it yet, I'm ready to get my weight under control, and you're thinking, well, I'll have to be out of work for a while. Does this take you out of commission for a pretty good while, or is it relatively quickly, and then the rest of it is just you eating and exercising right? How does that work?
Well, the surgery itself, we do what we call laparoscopically through small incisions, or another term would be minimally invasive surgery. And the hospital stay is usually overnight, sometimes an extra night if necessary. The recovery is generally fairly brief. The incisions are very similar to gallbladder surgery, and so people should be down no more than a week or two, if that long. We've had some get back much quicker. And it really depends on the type of work they do and the amount of physical activity that's required. But it should not be a long-term issue being out of work.
So once the surgery takes place, which is often overnight, and it's minimal as far as the invasion of your body, so you don't have a big healing process there, the rest is really up to you. You've created the tool to make this work, and then Anne-Marie works with you on here's what you need to do to exercise, here's what you need, and you basically change their lifestyle, sounds like.
Yes, we give them what we basically call their owner's manual. When they come to our pre-op class prior to surgery, then we go through every stage of their diet progression for after surgery, which may vary just slightly from one procedure to the other, but basically they're going to be on a little bit of a restricted diet for the first 7 to 14 days, you know, pretty much full liquids as they're going home after surgery, and then they progress to a softer, you know, pureed diet, and then back to soft foods, and then to regular foods. So within about 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, you know, you're looking at things that look like normal meals, just in a different quantity and in healthier varieties. You know, we're trying to get your good protein in first, your vegetables second, and then your fruit, is your fresh fruits are going to be the last thing that you're going to be able to have capacity for. But it's a whole process of, you know, kind of working as you are healing. But our folks go back to work fairly quickly. You know, we've had people back to work after basically a long weekend if they're doing kind of computer jobs or, you know, sitting type things. A lot of our teachers and instructors who are going back to schools, you know, they may go back within a week, week and a half, and have really no difficulty in doing that whatsoever. You know, if you're doing, as Dr. Eccles mentioned, if you're doing strenuous work, you know, where you're lifting, you know, significant amounts of weight, then you might be off from work, you know, 2 to 3 weeks or so.
I tell you, it's exciting to hear all of this conversation, and it's exciting to know that this visit tonight at 5 o'clock over at the Seton Building at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, that could be the start of a change in your life, a healthier you. We'll be back and continue the conversation. And if you are at that point where you say, I am tired of all of these diets, I'm wanting to actually get started and make a change, we'd like to hear from you. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. We'll be right back. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, call me. Weekday mornings at 7:50 for Swap and Shop.
WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine continuing across the listening area this afternoon with a high in the low 50s, and expect clear conditions tonight with lows dropping to 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sandra Nisky. Right now, it's 27.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway,
halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Our number is 893-1450. If you're ready to make a change, give us a call. 893-1450. We're talking about getting your weight under control. 893-1450. And there's a special meeting tonight at 5 o'clock over at Middle Tennessee Medical Center in the Seton Building. And that is the building where the Wellness Center is. So you might even go down to the second floor and take a look at that. And Anne-Marie, you were mentioning that exercise is an important part of this. How soon after surgery will these people start noticing a difference? And I'm thinking size of their body, weight loss, things of that sort.
Well, we, number one, encourage them to start with a walking program, you know, from the day after surgery. And that's 5 minutes, 3 to 4 times a day, adding 1 minute to it each day. Now, when we do follow-up phone calls with our patients after surgery, and of course, they're going to be coming back to see their surgeon in the surgeon's office within 10 to 14 days after surgery. And many times, you know, we may see anywhere from a 12 to 20 pound weight loss from the day of surgery until that first post-op visit. So they're kind of seeing some significant weight loss early on. And that just reinforces their motivation, I think, to, you know, once you're successful, that just makes you want to keep on being more successful. So you kind of get excited with the program.
With the surgery now, are you still making the stomachs smaller, or how does that work?
Most of what we do does reduce the size of the stomach volume, whether it's either the sleeve, which is purely reducing the stomach volume, or the gastric bypass, in which we reduce the stomach size as well as bypass part of the intestine.
And what does that do? Make you feel full more quickly with less food? Or?
Well, you do. You get to feeling full. The size of the pouch for a gastric bypass is roughly on the order of 1 to 2 ounces. And so, you know, you get used to eating 3 to 4 ounces at a time, either with the sleeve or the bypass, and then feeling no longer hungry for a period of time. And so you drastically reduce the amount of food you eat.
So are you almost forcing people to eat what other people eat normally? I mean, instead of a 16-ounce steak for dinner, your stomach gets full at 3 ounces or something. Is that what,
right.
Which is what
mm-hmm.
most people do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow we've been bombarded very well by restaurants trying to show we offer the most for your money, and they give it to you in huge servings, which is bad for us. And after generations, people expect it. And look around and you can see the end results on that. So this is a way to make a change in your life to get your health under control. And like the lady said who called in, I'm sorry I didn't do it earlier. I'm sure you hear that quite often.
Very often, and it's gratifying to see them coming back with significant weight loss and no longer taking diabetic medicine, no longer using their CPAP machine for their sleep apnea, no longer taking blood pressure medicine. And there have been a number of recent studies that have shown that bariatric surgery lengthens the life expectancy and improves the quality of life by those means. I mean, you know, we can take care of your cholesterol problems, we can take care of your high blood pressure, and all of those issues that people don't think about. But that's really our most important reason for being, rather than being cosmetic or making someone's body image better. But that's a good sideline. And so, it's been very gratifying seeing this.
And Anne-Marie, you mentioned there are support groups.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've lost the weight, you'll be with other folks so you don't put it back on.
Exactly. That's one of the main things that helps with our follow-up, is that people stay engaged in the program. And another thing that we see is tremendous improvement in people with their joint issues. You know, as we're living longer, you know, we really want to be much more mobile. So people having needs of total joint replacements, you know, those joints are going to last much longer for them and be much more effective if they've had bariatric surgery and have reduced their overall weight, and their health is much better, their recuperation is better. We have lots of people who say they feel 10 years younger after having their bariatric surgery and losing a significant amount of weight. You just feel, you know, much more alive and much, much healthier.
Visiting with us today, Dr. George Eccles, a board-certified surgeon in the bariatric services at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and Anne Marie Couch, practice coordinator with the bariatric services at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Remember that free seminar tonight at 5 o'clock in the Seton Building, 5 o'clock tonight at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. It is free. Let them know you're going to be there, though. Their number is 396-4965. Thank you both for visiting with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having
us. We're happy to be here.
All of you, have a super day. We'll see you tomorrow. You